This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got 3 hours left in the show, so plenty of time if you have questions for you to call us. We'll be here to answer those questions. Now, I realized right as the break happened, there's a little bit more to that article we were talking about previously, about the different insects, right? So we had talked about last hour, aphids, scale, spider mites, white fly, mealybug, fungus gnats, right? Kind of talked about a lot of them, washing them with a soapy water first, then spraying them with an all-seasons oil. There was one thing I just wanted to add to the end of it because I think it's important. You know, we wanted to, you know, I was saying right at the end, spray the tops and the underneath. Some easy ways with smaller plants, turn them upside down and make sure you spray underneath. You know, get all the leaves, the stems, everything. And you're going to need to do this in 7 to 10 day intervals. You know, if you have the insect, You're going to spray them on day one. And then I always say, because you have the insect, spray in 7 days, not the 7 to 10, because we're battling something here. We're not trying to prevent them or just, you know, give it a little bit more. So this is one where it's day one and then 7 days later. The thing about it is the oil, especially in the sunlight, The sun will actually destroy the oil, right, in just 7 to 10 days. So that oil is going to be gone. You're not going to have to worry about it. But in 7 days, the oil is not there. So if it is a big an infestation, you're going to need to do it again. One of the other things, I mentioned herbs. Some of you might have herbs indoors. Obviously, even though this is an organic product, this is one we want to make sure we rinse the foliage in warm water before eating any of these herbs, right? It's just an extra, even though it's an organic product, still an oil, right? It's not like adding olive oil to it. This is a different type of oil. So we want to make sure it's washed off. You obviously wash off your fruits, vegetables, etc. But this is one as an extra precaution to make sure. Okay, so definitely with this, take a look at your plants today and see what's going on. And like I said, you know, I push heavily grouping your plants, creating humidity, etc. And one of those ones that is most common when your plants are clustered together is mealybug. So keep an eye on it. Check it, you know, not daily, every couple days, just to get ahead of it. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rick is in Massachusetts.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Rick, you there?
Yes.
How can we help you today?
Last year my roses had Japanese beetles. We were talking about bugs.
Yep.
I was just wondering what's the best way to get rid of those. I'll pick you off there.
Okay. All right, so Japanese beetles on your roses, you know, they're coming from grubs, right? Japanese beetles come from grubs. And so we can take care of the Japanese beetle when it pops up, right? When it is on the plant, there's actually a Japanese beetle spray, right? But this is something we should be looking at our lawn, our gardens, our etc. Because it's coming from a grub. And so grubs need to be taken care of in order for the Japanese beetle not to be there. As a, you know, we're using grub control as a preventative to those Japanese beetles. Now, we think about grubs and we think about how they're affecting the root system, how they're doing all these things. But once they go into the next stages, they go into the Japanese beetle and then defoliate your plants. So if you had a pretty big infestation, you're most likely going to have it again. And so the life cycle of a grub that is feeding early in the season would be, you know, we're talking April. Right? It's starting to get close to the root system of the lawn. This is one where an easy way to check is to put a shovel into the ground and dig about, you know, 4 to 6 inches and kind of flip the lawn up. Like whatever piece, you're creating like a little piece of sod. What I always would say is, you know, maybe use a flat shovel versus a round point shovel. You can create like the three sides of a box. So it's nice and easy. You're moving what you want to move up. And so you take the shovel, place it in on one side, and then on the other two sides, so you can just flip it back up so you can see what's underneath. And then from there, once you've done your inspection, you can just flip it back. So that's the idea, right? From there, you're looking into the soil to see, is something in there? And if you're seeing these little white grubs, you definitely need to take care of it. In the spring, the easiest way to protect it is going to be with a product called Dilox, or a 24-hour killer, which is a grub control. What happens with this is you place it down. It's a granular form. You place it over the lawn because that's usually where these grubs are staying. You place it over the lawn. It puts everything it has chemical-wise into the soil in 24 hours. And it kills all these insects that are listed on the package. And that's going to help prevent the Japanese beetles from coming later. Because if you get them and there's an infestation, they go back into the grounds to create the grub for next season. You know, they lay their eggs and then the grubs start getting a little bit bigger. They come back up around end of September, kind of chew on some of the lawn. Then they go back down deeper into the soil, you know, November, December. And then January, they start to creep up just a little bit. February, March, April. So really, to prevent a beetle is to control the Japanese beetle grub. So Dilox is one. And then during the season, in the months of, you know, end of May, beginning of June, we're using a season-long grub control. Right? So anything that is saying a season-long grub control is what we're looking to use. But just realize the season-long doesn't mean like 6 months, the whole season. It actually means 3 months. So we're looking to use it mid to late July so that it helps protect for all of June, all of July, and all of August. It's going to kill those grubs that are coming in there. And usually there's a big secondary infestation in about mid to late August. And so that's why doing this season-long grub control towards the end of May, beginning of June, will help protect you on the secondary time frame of when these grubs attack. So really, Japanese beetles is about controlling them before they become Japanese beetles. And so that's one thing that you got to look at doing. There's a number of chemicals out there that you can use. I think the Dilox is one of the best for it because it's an instant killer. It's a 24-hour killer. And then once it's gone, it's gone. It's not in the system. It's killed what it can and goes away. So hopefully that helps you out, Rick. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we had a question about Japanese beetles, right? And I had given you a lot of the information when it comes to the chemical killing or the chemical application that you could use with the Dilox. There's a, you know, organic ways of doing this as well. And I wanted to make sure that I brought that up. I didn't want to just give you the chemical and say, all right, you're done. Because there are options out there. But, hey, the options are for you. You figure that out on there. I'll give you what the options are. So, for the Japanese beetle, or really the control of the grub, one option is milky spore, right? It's an organic version. It's a bacillus, so it's a bacteria, right? It goes into the soil upon ingestion from the grub itself. They actually germinate in the grub's stomach. It infects the cells, enters the blood, and the buildup of these spores will actually take care of the grubs. One of the things with this is you need to build up those spores, and it usually can take between 2 and 4 years to really take care of an entire lawn, right? But the thing is as a grub ingests the spores, this is interesting information here on this, is once a grub ingests the spores, it becomes infected and dies. And they each release about 1 to 2 billion spores back into the soil. So it's not like that you put the spores in and then they die once they've killed the insect. They actually multiply and they continue. It grows within the grub, making it a larger cover, right? It covers more ground, if you will. Now, another option is called Grub Gone from Natural Alternative. Grub Gone is a control for all white grubs. So it's not just your Japanese beetle grub, but all white grubs, because there are others out there. But this is actually effective on the first three stages, the egg, larvae, and pupa, right? And it can be considered a preventative or a curative. Right, so this is something to be thinking about as well. It's called Grub Gone. And this one isn't just a specific grub killer. This is all your white grubs, right? Like the Asiatic lily beetle, the June beetle, the Oriental beetles, etc. European beetles, chafers. Number of things, right? Now, it mentions, well, you have Japanese beetles. Well, there is a product for that as well called Beetle Gone. You can get that from Natural Alternative. It's an organic product. It doesn't have the chemicals in it. It doesn't affect your bees or your beneficial insects out there. So it's a nice one to be looking at. But it does help control the Japanese beetle. Right? There's no wait time going back in to the area. It's a nice, easy product to use. So, if you're looking to kill the beetles that are there, this is one that comes in a powder you mix with water, and then you spray over those areas, right? This one is best to spray late June through mid-August, and it can be used on all plant species. So, I wanted to give you some organic options as well. It's not just about the chemicals. At the end of the day, you get to choose. That's what's great about it. You get to choose which one you want to use. Not up to me. I just give you the options. So hopefully that helps out Rick and others who might have the same types of questions going into the season. So go to natural-alternative.com for more information on the Beetle Gone, the Grub Gone, and they even have Milky Spore there as well. The phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News update. A 6-year-old first grader at an elementary school in Newport News, Virginia, shot his teacher on Friday afternoon. That teacher identified as 30-year-old Abigail Zwerner. She is currently listed in stable condition. President Biden visiting the USA border in El Paso, Texas.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Biden's eager to talk to local officials and Border Patrol agents during his visit to El Paso. Kirby defended Biden's recent crackdown on illegal border crossings, saying the president is trying to strike a balance between opening legal paths to migration while curbing illegal activity. I'm Dave Collins.
Police in North Carolina say that 5 people are dead, including 3 minors, in what appears to be a murder-suicide. 2-time tennis champion Naomi Osaka has pulled out of the Australian Open without elaborating on the reason. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we're talking about a number of things that are spring oriented. So it's good to discuss it. You know, just looking outside. There's a little bit of snow left from the snow we had on Friday, at least at my house. And, I'm already thinking spring. Not much we can do outside. Again, it's all indoors at this point. But we can start thinking about it, right? So I just want to make sure I say it again for those. It was right towards the end of that break when we were talking about the beetle gone, the grub gone, milky spore. You can purchase all of that at Natural Alternative. Their website is natural-alternative.com. Go right on the front page there. It'll say, you'll have 4 tabs in the middle: melt, lawn, pest, and grow. You want to go to the pest spot for those options. So it's natural-alternative.com. These are things, they only take a few days to get to you, at least in the New England area. Once you place the order, they'll send it to you. Usually, if you get the order in before, I believe like 2 o'clock, it'll at least get into, packaged and mailed by the end of the day. But it's a great opportunity to get ahead of it. So when it does hit, you have it. So just wanted to bring that up, a little bit of options of where to get it. You can always get your milky spore at your local garden center as well this spring. So what else can we be talking about now? And I was thinking about some things, and this time of year in my neighborhood, I'm seeing a lot of the deer running around, and I've been thinking about what to do for spring. And I saw some information in regards to deer resistant flowers and plants that you can grow, and I'm not saying that all of these are going to be completely deer resistant. As a reminder, deer can't read, so they can't read the book that says, oh, this one's deer resistant. That being said, a lot of these plants have specifics of why they stay away from them. Taste, smell, those types of things. But I always say it with a grain of salt. Yes, they're deer resistant, but doesn't mean a deer won't go near them, right? So starting with some flowers, because you always want to have some added color to the area. One for a nice shady area would be a bleeding heart. Bleeding hearts are awesome little plants, cute little flowers to them that you can bring in there. And they're ones that is not just deer, it's rabbits as well that are turns. And rabbits seem to be a huge problem in the area as well. So we can go over some of those in the future as well. Another flower that's more towards the end of the season would be an echinacea, right? Echinaceas come in so many different colors, but these are going to be in full to part sun. So it's a little bit different than the bleeding heart, whereas the bleeding heart is going to be shade, mostly full shade to part shade, right? And those only come in a couple colors, pink, white, and red. Moving on from there, some of the other things, and you heard me mention earlier, was the lavender, right? Lavender can bring curb appeal, but it's also a great one that deer don't like. So this one is a full sun plant, multiple colors, purple, bluish violet, rose color, pale pink, and white. So that's a great one to be looking at. Astilbe. Now, astilbe is one, so many different colors, so many different shapes, sizes, and I've found that it does better in a shady area, even though a lot of it will say it can take full sun. I've found that it does better in a partially shaded area. The blooms last longer, and they will actually be a little bit more protected for you, especially from some of that summer heat. This is one, again, doesn't like deer. You know, deer don't come near it, but it's a rabbit one as well, where rabbits don't like it. So, you know, this is a cool one, cool flowers, well above the leaves. So we look at that. A salvia, the Maynite salvia, is a great one. Love the color. Kind of, I used to always get the lavender and salvia mixed up when it came to just the initial thoughts, because they're so close, the color, and it's just the bigger difference is the size of the flower, right? The lavender is more at the tips, and it's a thinner, almost like grass strand for the flower, whereas the salvia is a deeper, longer flower and can get a lot taller. So that's a big difference, but deer don't like them. And these will actually bloom throughout most of the entire summer, so it's a great one to have in the full sun. A couple others, and I know depending upon who you are, you look at it and you say, that's a weed. But butterfly bush are ones that deer don't like. They're easy to grow. These are ones that every year you can cut them to the ground and they still come back. That's why people kind of think of them as a weed, right? But deer don't like them. The other thing is, and I should have mentioned this when it came to the astilbe. They attract butterflies, pollinators, right? Love them. Love to have them. The butterfly bush also attracts butterflies, right? Funny how that works there. But, so some of these are good for adding to the landscape, as well as deer deterrence. So one you've probably heard out there is the marigold, right? That's got that smell that keeps them away, and it also keeps some of the rabbits away. But I have seen rabbits come right up to them, chew the stem, drop the flower, and then run away after they've done some of the damage. So just a thought there. Another plant that is common in New England, in the area, is the common lilac, right? Great fragrance, great colors to it, so many different shades of purple. But deer tend to stay away from this type of lilac. That's something to look at. It can take full sun, partial shade. Another spring plant is the forsythia, right? Deer do not like it. They might here and there, but they don't usually like the forsythia. And this is a full sun, partial shade type. Okay. Another option for you in the perennial would be like a bee balm. Some people consider that one a little bit weedy because it can get big, can get 4 feet tall, more, and just fill in. And they do spread in gardens. But they repel deer, but they also attract bees, butterflies, hummingbirds. And they're full sun to partial sun. So it definitely would be worth adding to the area. Now, another one would be peonies, right? Peonies are a great plant to have. The color, the flower, gorgeous. But they have a scent to them that the deer don't like, keeping them away. Plus, the peonies are actually toxic to animals. But those have some different colors, white, pink, rose, red, purple. I mean, you look at some of the doubles where it'll have double color, but these are a full sun type plant as well. So these are just some of them. There are a bunch of different ones out there. These are just some of my favorites that I wanted to bring up with you guys. And I know deer and rabbit are just some of the pains in the you-know-what when it comes to our plants. We want to make sure that our plants are taken care of and we don't have to worry about them. And this is one of those things. Let's look at some that are deer resistant. That doesn't mean, completely, but it means that deer aren't going to go towards them. So just keep that in mind. I just find it as great starting points for some of the plants that you're looking for. So if you live in a wooded area and you have a lot of deer, rabbits, anything. That's it. These are some good ones to have in the area. There's obviously repellents that you can use to help prevent them, keep them away from the area. But, maybe it's starting off with something that your plants, the deer aren't going to go towards at first and stay away. The other thing you could do is plant some of the plants that the deer love into the woods, way away from the house, and let them eat over there than towards the house. Yeah, but that's a little bit too much, right? So, anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost halfway through the show. A lot of great information out there already. Some good questions that we've had this morning. Bring up the first question we had during the first hour. Gentleman had planted some arborvitaes, and one of them in the winter, weather, the storms that we've been having, some of the wind fell over and the root ball was completely exposed. I was wondering, can I plant it? Can I do this? I just want to bring it up again because we might start seeing some of these things during, you know, if we get hit with a nor'easter, right? The wind could pull some of those plants out of the ground. It's one of those things I want to make sure that you get it covered right away. If you can dig a hole, dig that hole back in, fill it in as much as you can with the same thing, composts, mulches, soil, anything along those lines. We want to protect our root systems. So you could start to see some of those with the plants because we've had so much rain and not a lot of snow, so the ground isn't completely frozen. So some of these plants in the wind might fall over. So if something like that happens, I want you to stand it up as early as possible. Cover it back with soil, mulch, something just to protect that root system. And then in the spring, we can deal with it a little bit easier. But this is just something to think about. Questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about halfway through the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions for us. So definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all of your gardening questions. We've been talking a bunch about spring, but sky's the limit, really. We don't need to necessarily talk about spring. We can talk about spring, summer, fall, indoor plants, outdoor plants, all of it. So look forward to your questions. So definitely we'll look for that. In the meantime, you know, if you have any questions you just don't want to get on the air, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll to the bottom of that. There's a spot to email us. There's also a spot to join the newsletter if you so desire to do that as well, because the newsletters are pretty good information. The one we just sent out this week is one of my favorite for this time of year. Gives some good information about what you should be doing with your houseplants and what kind of insects and how to determine what type of insect you have. I think that's super important when it comes to the houseplants. If you just, you know, because we don't always know. But this is a great way to get that information. So just wanted to kind of pass it along to you. Like I said, go to our website at paulparent.com and sign up for the newsletter. You could also email us with questions. The other thing that you can do there is take a look at old shows that we've done. So if you had sent a question in for the show that I did for Christmas, you could listen to that show so you could get some of those answers. So definitely some options at our website. But needless to say, we're here, so you can call us with any of those questions as well. But you know, sun's coming out. It's going to be chilly today. Be chilly for a few days. Maybe some more snow into the rain aspect towards the end of this upcoming week. But it's weird. It doesn't look like some heavy snow for a while. The last time the weather was kind of like this, where we kind of had to just do some waiting for the snow, was back, I believe, in 2015, where we had all that snow in February and March. I'm hoping it doesn't turn into that, because that would be a little crazy. Because that was when we had so much snow all at one period of time. That the amount of snow we had was more than Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska. I remember, you know, at that time I was living in Lowell, and seeing the news state that Lowell, Massachusetts had more snow at that point than Anchorage, Alaska. I just was crazy. But anyways, you know, we'll probably end up with some snow to get that ground cover on our plants. That is the free plant insulator that we're looking for, right? We want to have that free plant insulator. I mean, we don't want to have to do all of the work here. Mother Nature can help us out a little bit, but we don't want her to inundate us with snow at the same time. So it's kind of like, what are we wishing for? What do we really want to do? I know my kids would love tons of snow so they can sled out there. They can enjoy themselves out there a little bit more. That's all they want to do is play in the snow. But for the rest of us who maybe might not want snow, we just want a little bit to cover the plants, protect them, cover that root system, keep the temperatures at the same temperature throughout versus that freeze-thaw effect. And that's what really damages a lot of our plants during the winter, is when it goes from freeze to thaw multiple times. So we're kind of having that right now, right? Even though we've had more rain, we've still had that freeze-thaw effect going on. And so I worry a little bit about our plants for spring. So if you had done some things like that wilt-proof, wilt-stop to take care of your plants, we should be good. But with the temperatures going up and down all over the place, I'm a little nervous for spring, so that's why I want a little bit of that snow to help cover our plants. If you have some questions, call us. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.